Chapter 1, Section 4, Categorizing Situational Awareness. The problem I faced was trying to determine whether I understood the landscape of business or not. I knew that learning in both chess and military campaigns was different from what I was doing in business, but how? I put a map and a picture of chessboard side by side and started to look at them. What is it that made these maps useful? The first, and most obvious thing, is that they are visual. If I was going to move a piece on a map, then I could point to where it was and where it needed to go. Navigation was visual, but that was normal. Except, I realized it wasn't. When people stopped me in their cars to find their way to the nearest petrol station, this was 2004 and GPS was still not everywhere. If they had no maps, then I would give them directions. This invariably took the form of a story: drive up the road, turn left, turn right, take the second turning at the roundabout, along with equal amounts of guilt later on that I had sent them the wrong way. This use of storytelling has a long history and was the norm for navigation by Vikings. At some point, at various different times, cultures had found maps to be more effective. When I looked at our strategy documents, all I could see was a story. The second thing to note with a map is it is context-specific, i.e. the battle at hand. You learn from that context and how pieces move in it, in much the same way you learn from games in chess. However, in order to do this, you need to know the position of pieces on the map and where they can move to. But position is relative to something. In the case of a geographical map, it is relative to the compass, i.e. this piece is north of that. The compass acts as an anchor for the map. In the case of a chess board, the board itself is the anchor, as in this piece is at position c1 or b3. This gave me 6 absolute basic elements for any map, which are visual representation, context-specific, position of components relative to some form of anchor, and movement of those components. I've summarized this in figure 6. See figure 6, basic elements of a map. For more details. Unfortunately, every single diagram I was using to determine strategy in business lacked one or more of those basic elements. I had business process maps which were visual, context-specific, and had position but failed to show any form of movement, i.e. how things could change. Everything from trend maps to competitor analysis maps to strategy maps was lacking, and worse than this, we were using different diagrams to explain the same problem in different parts of the business, whether IT, marketing, or finance. This seemed like an obvious cause of our alignment issues. I was forced to concede that I genuinely had no maps and no common means of understanding. In a high situational awareness environment such as using a chess board, then navigation tends to be visual, learning is from context-specific play, and strategy is based upon position and movement. However, in my business, then navigation was storytelling, learning was from copying others, i.e. secrets of success, and strategy was based upon magic frameworks, for example SWOTs. This was the antithesis of high situational awareness, and I concluded my business had more in common with alchemy than chess. We were simply fighting in the dark, occasionally sending our business resources to fight battles they might never win, and every now and then getting lucky. I knew I needed some form of map to understand the landscape, to learn and determine strategy. However, landscape was only one factor that was missing. What about the other factors that Sun Tzu had talked about?